Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and you find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with the convenient and quality access to a range of their hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose your personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. That's right. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. Dang it. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Daylight savings time can hit you so hard. What if you could regain the energy you lost from the time change? 5-hour energy has made 1-hour energy a tiny pick-me-up for getting you through the day or days ahead in one tiny bottle, but a lot of big energy. Like me, you may feel daylight savings time feels like the worst day of the year, but thanks to the new 1-hour energy shot from 5-hour energy, it won't. Whether it's late night projects or just trying to power through your life, I get it. I know how hard it is to lose an hour of daylight. That's why I now have a secret weapon handy, the 1-hour energy shot. I've found something that really helps me get over those humps. It's not the same as the 5-hour energy you already know. This one is specifically designed for that extra boost. This is for a targeted boost for when you need it the most. It's quick and effective energy, provides a feeling of alertness and energy, and helps fight back against that lost hour during daylight savings time. Keep one in your gym bag, your desk, or in your car. It's so convenient, you gotta have it on hand. Check out the 1-hour energy shot and conquer your day. Visit 5hourenergy.com to find a retailer new you and try the limited 1-hour energy shot. One less hour in the day. Challenge accepted.
What is up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined, as always, by Dan Register, and we are playing blackjack at the MyBookie.com.
Trying to support Rob's soon-to-be third child.
Any day now, apparently. My wife said she's pretty stretched, so things going to slide on out.
Is that from the baby or from action on the side?
Certainly not from action on the side. Not from me, anyway.
She's not horned up?
No, she's not that type of pregnant lady.
Oh, okay.
She's the type of pregnant lady that's like, please don't touch me.
Sick. Good start.
Yeah. Well, we got out of the way early.
Yeah. Isn't it supposed to help induce?
Sex does help induce, yeah. So I guess if she wants to try to do it this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, have her mom.
Just
like,
the
hey,
tip.
Call her mom to have come down. Like, hey, mom, me and Rob are going to bone at 2 p.m. So get in your car by 11.
Right.
Drive
so
down
you can
to
make
Dallas.
It down. Yeah. Maybe catch the end of it.
If it's a 3-hour sesh. Which it always is.
It always is.
So, yeah.
People don't know that.
People don't know that about me.
The reason she has a bull is because you go too hard.
Yeah, she needs something softer. She needs something like a weaker softer, man. Yeah,
less time.
That's how it goes.
Because whenever it's with you, it's just too much.
It's too much. The pleasure, the intensity,
the ecstasy.
Yeah,
it's a 5 hour.
She's
minimum.
Had a stroke twice from just orgasming. It's messed up.
It's
she
weird.
She can't read so good no yeah. more.
So you got big things ahead with your weekend.
Potentially.
I bought an ice cream machine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we're both doing stuff.
Yeah. Like, of the same magnitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll just be making some protein ice cream.
Oh, what? Just make ice cream, you freak.
No, that's the whole point. The whole point is to make really good, like, protein ice cream.
Okay. All right. Look at this. Is that blackjack? Madeline here is just busting.
Got to hit my 275 to 300 grams of protein a day.
Good Lord.
Keep the sugar low.
Yeah.
You can make some really good recipes with this thing.
What kind of, where are you getting the protein from?
First Form, of course, yeah. Dude. Yeah.
I guess you're kind of, you're beholden to the flavors of the protein you use.
Yeah. No, because I'll just go vanilla and then you just kind of mix and match. With
oh,
that.
That's true. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
There's a bunch of these recipes where you use like these like sugar-free pudding cups that kind of add the flavor plus the protein plus all the other things that go in. There's obviously sativa and stuff.
So are you like using
sweeteners.
Protein powder and what, like whole milk or water?
Some Fairlife milk.
What is that? I don't even know what the fuck that is. What is it?
Just fucking good milk.
Is it from a cow?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. I didn't know if it was like some weird other type of milk or foam.
No.
Or...
So Fairlife also does protein shakes, but it's mainly just their milk's so good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's essentially just a juiced up protein.
What flavors are you making for yourself this weekend?
I was looking at some recipes with some like cookies and cream. We got some Reese's flavors. Yeah, yeah.
Now,
crazy
are
stuff.
You going to put actual Reese's pieces in it?
You can. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Not too much, but a little bit.
I think you need to load it up.
You don't load it up.
I think you need to load it up. There's so much protein in there. You got to balance it with your sugars. You know what I mean? It's important to have some processed sugar to balance it out.
Surely.
Balance is the key.
Well, you do that if you're going to have it pre-workout.
Get the sugar in there.
Yeah, so sugar's supposed to.
Bananas.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you use this ignition stuff, right? It's
yeah.
43 grams of carbs, 43 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
But it's because you have a dope ass workout. You can't be. You don't take this right after.
You take it right. You take it before.
Or you don't take this like when on your off day. You take this right before and a little bit after.
It'd be funny if someone just accidentally got fat, like just take.
People do that with Gatorade, right? Like they'll just drink Gatorade at their office job.
And they'll be like, ugh. And then it's just you're just gaining weight. I think I had a friend who was.
When you spike your insulin, you have to work out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yes, it just sits and collects in your body.
Oof. I'm getting some cards today, man.
So I got that ahead of me.
Pretty sick.
I got a little golf tourney.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you doing pitch and putt?
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing the hat.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about
that. On Sunday.
I love Butler pitch and putt. The last thing of old Austin that still exists in this world.
Bang. There we go.
Let's go. Dude, I'm on a little heater here right now. A little $100 hand heater.
Every hole is like 100 yards and in.
Yeah.
We did this 2 years ago. We did a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids tournament.
Yeah.
Where we played 18 at Kaiser, like a normal golf course.
Oh, Madeline's gone already?
Played 9 at Butler Pitch and Putt, and then we did 18 at Peter Pan mini golf.
Yeah. What'd you shoot?
Combined? Yeah. Everything?
You guys really should have done a full, like, combine the scores.
I think I placed top 5 for the just with our handicaps and everything.
Yeah.
So I shot in the 80s at Kaiser. And then I shot, I think my worst thing was Butler pitch and putt, actually. My wedge game's off.
You feel like a guy who doesn't play with the irons too well.
Irons are good. Wedges, not so much.
Okay.
Wedges are like 100, 140 yards and in.
Okay. So you hit a 7-iron okay, but like.
Oh, I flush a 7-iron. But, yeah, anything. The numbers within, like my wedges are great, like when it's a stock number.
Yeah.
But when I have to go like, 60-yard. Pitch.
Fair enough.
I'm a little too strong. I'm too strong.
That's probably the only place where I even remotely do okay in golf is wedges and and like lower irons.
That's what most people, yeah.
Yeah.
Many say I'm the Rory McIlroy of Austin, Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just struggle with my wedge game.
This guy, 1121. Oh, yeah. Boy. Kaio is
he looks like a killer.
Just left the cartel, but doesn't like his new job.
He's going back.
He doesn't like the pay. He doesn't like the people. It's just not the same.
He's got his own little boy shuffling his cards. Who's
he
fucking
does
up
have
on the side
a
there.
Stable boy with him.
Got the 11 against the 3. Time to double down.
I gotta just sit here.
Give me that 10, buddy. Feed me that 10, boy. The ace. Fuck you, dude.
Jeez.
You bitch.
He's got 6, 12.
Just bust. Oh, jeez. You fucking bitch.
Come on. Kaio's going to fuck us all day. There's no way this goes well.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I don't.
Put your nuts on the table. Come on.
$1,000 on the table. Let's go, Kaio.
This isn't going to go well.
Let's fucking go, Kaio. I'm showing this man who, yeah, I'm the baller now.
There you go. There's your 4.
And there's, Jesus Christ.
I got 13, you got 14. Against the 4, we just got to stay. Got
to sit.
And hope.
On it.
Now, is there a possibility you could go destitute before this child?
Well, Kaio might be responsible for that. Yeah! Look at that. He's mad. He's mad we won.
I'll put 500 on the table after that.
I'm going to grand again.
He's
dude.
Not ready. I think we just got to punch him in the face.
Yeah, I agree. He doesn't know who he's dealing with.
Right.
Yeah, you ready, dude? You fucking
dude, he's
ready?
Shook. Look at his face.
Here we go, dog.
He's like, I just gave up $1,000. They're going to fucking cut my finger off.
2. Oh, boy. You're 10. Trying. 12. Jeez, man.
20. Oh, no.
Oh, God. I'm not taking insurance. Jesus, Kaio's about to cut our heads off.
You mess with the bowl, you get the horns, dude. We're good. We're good. We're gonna sit here. Okay. And hope he just flips like an 18.
15. Jesus Christ. Come on, man. God damn it.
All right. JT got the 3 under.
Is that good or bad?
Yeah, we're good. We're
okay.
Good. Lowry hold out, got to fucking 8 under, whatever. Lowry's a loser. Lowry wins when he plays with Rory.
Okay.
Like, he won the team event last year with Rory, but he's a loser otherwise. I mean, he won a British Open, whatever.
I mean, winning a team event? That's not you.
He hasn't won a real tournament in a while.
When did he win the British Open?
Fucking like 2019.
Okay. Anything before COVID is, you know, doesn't even count.
Doesn't even make sense in my mind. But he's had a comfy pair in the last 2 days playing with Rory, so that's why he's been playing well.
Okay, so he just like likes to be in Rory's
vicinity. He like takes his skill set. So we're 5 back, but we're fine. We're really like second place is at 6 under, so we're really 3 back.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, dude. We beat you again, Kaio.
Suck it, dude. We're up a grand right now. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Kaio anymore.
Not worried.
Fucking dickhead. Yeah, I'm not. I don't know what college basketball bets I'm going to like fully take yet this weekend. Other than Duke obliterating North Carolina.
Just go hard. Go hard on Duke. Don't overcomplicate it sometimes. Yeah. Don't spread it out. Just go big on one game.
Yeah. And that game is Duke.
Got the UFC event this weekend.
Oh, was it 310 or something like that?
313. Yeah. Alex Pereira defending his title for like the 4th time this year. Within a year.
How many times do people fight in a year? I don't pay enough attention
Depends.
To sports even though.
Some guys once a year, some guys twice a year. Pereira, he's just like, you need me, I fight.
That's fucking wild.
Put a grand on the table.
That is the thing. That is the sport where it is like you really actually only do the sport.
This is going to be his toughest matchup, though, Ankalaev.
Why?
Because Pereira's a kickboxer. You know, not the best takedown defense. And he's going against a guy that's a pretty good wrestler.
Okay.
Should I hit on the 16? I'm going to let the computer decide for me.
Okay. Boo.
Decided wrong.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude. Decided totally wrong.
Damn. What's Kyle's trying to explain something to you right now?
I don't know, dude. Fuck you.
He's trying to be like, hey, man, this is what you should have done. Why don't you tell me that beforehand?
I let the computer decide for me. No, yeah. I didn't do anything.
In a way, you let him decide.
So why is he blaming me?
Hey, I'll take a 20.
18 against his 4.
I'm going to stay.
But yeah, I think I still like Pereira to beat Ankalaev. He just catches him. He's got like this like mystic about him. This voodoo magic.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's happening so fast.
He is a quick dealer. I will give him that.
Then we got Gaethje fighting Fazeev for the second time because Dan Hooker had to pull out because he broke his hand. That'll be fun, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Justin Gaethje's first fight since he got knocked out by Max Holloway when they pointed to the middle of the mat at 300 and just started swinging for 10 seconds, and then Gaethje just got fucking starched.
Ooh. Hey, Blackjack, let's go. Let's
took see a year off, though. That's a good idea.
What?
He took the year off.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
His first fight since. 7-17. 12. No, don't do it to me, bro. I'll push.
Skeet.
Boo.
Don't like it.
Try it again.
Okay. Going out to dinner tonight with Courtney. Our last date before another kid.
Yeah.
It's actually my birthday dinner that we had to push back because we were all dying of the flu.
Put it inside her, and then you guys have the kid tonight.
Okay.
So, you know, we all have plenty of time to write your episode, and we'll be good to go Sunday.
Right. Now, do you want to judge me for where we're going? Because you're such a fucking restaurant snob.
Is it like a Chewy's?
No.
What?
We're going to Perla's.
Okay. I've never been.
You never been to Perla's? Really?
No.
Look at you.
Where is Perla's?
It's on South Congress.
Okay.
It's been there forever, too.
Is that supposed to... why would I be a snob about that?
You're just a restaurant snob in general. Anytime I'm like, oh, this place is good, you're like, no.
It's not that. No. It's just like whenever people hype up shit like Terry Black's...
Well, I don't hype up Terry Black's.
Right. But people in this office do, and it's like, it's mid-barbecue in Austin.
In Austin.
It's great anywhere else. Yeah, but yeah, like, it's very, like you go to 12 other places that are better.
Yeah.
Within like a 5-mile radius.
You blow someone's fucking tits off giving it to them in Chicago or something.
Terry Black's is good because it's convenient.
It is. That is actually the main appeal here is that you can always go there.
It takes 15 minutes to get it.
Yeah.
The line, there's always a line, but it goes really fast.
Yeah. They're legit about that for sure.
But yeah, dude, I ride for my guys at Leroy and Lewis.
I know you do.
They got a brick and mortar down south now.
I'm happy for them. Perla's is a seafood spot, so I'll have some Lent dinner tonight.
Yeah. I've been to Trulix. That's a big seafood spot downtown.
That's like downtown, isn't it?
Yeah. It's for like Colorado.
Yeah.
Fourth.
I've actually not been to Trulix.
It's good.
But I like Perla's.
Trying to figure out where I want to go for my birthday dinner coming up.
Your dinner? What are you thinking? What's your vibe?
Treat myself, you know?
Yeah.
It's usually steak.
Yeah. Just go LD.
I'm simple, man.
Call it a day. Just go LD.
Maybe. Or I'll just go to a seafood spot that has steak. Like,
yeah. Do the surf and turf.
Yeah. Yeesh.
Got a 20. Don't you do it.
I got two grand. Oh, no. I just lost $2,000.
What?
Fuck.
Oh,
I doubled down there, bud.
Well.
All right, we're going to take our lumps.
Okay, I'm putting $1,000 on the table. Fuck it.
We're taking our lumps.
Fuck it.
Fuck.
I'm out of it today.
When are you not out of it?
I don't know.
When's the last time you were in it?
It's been a while. That's why I do the nicotine pouches. Gets me back in the game. Let's see. Uh-oh, I'm doubling down now. I got a 9, doubling down, 2K. Oh, boy. You don't love that.
Soft 7. 17. Just hit. Come on. Just hit. You got a 3.
Oh, look at you.
I'll stay on the 18.
Yeah, I think that's probably the way to go. we got here? 13. Yes! Oh, baby. Let's fucking go.
All right, we'll put $1,000 on the table.
Yeah, I'm
again.
Going $1,000 again.
I need to get my money back.
I'm attacking today. Today is attack mode.
Gonna fucking hit legs tonight.
Ugh.
I'm not even ready for that.
Are you not ready for that?
You're not.
Oh, I'm not
yeah.
ready to hit your legs?
Just how beefy they're gonna be.
You do some fucking beefers. Not gonna lie.
Just bad calves. I can't grow my calves.
But those fucking thighs.
Genetics, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another
boom
fucking dub here. I am stacking wins.
Keep
right
it
now.
Going.
Yeah, we're running it.
Keep our foot on his fucking neck.
Yeah, Kai ought to know what's going on right now.
The only way you gotta deal with these cartel members is to just fucking
yeah.
get right in their grill.
You gotta be real up in their craw. You know what I mean?
It's like going to prison. Break their fucking nose.
You gotta beat the shit out of the first tough guy you see.
13. Love that.
I got a 12. Oh.
It's a good start.
All right. Well, he's going to give me a 9 here.
And he's going to give me an 8.
Well, he's going to give me an 8 here.
No, I want the 8.
Well, you get an 8 too.
Don't take my 8, dude.
All right. I'll take it.
Small number, small number, small number. No. No.
Yes. Let's go.
All right. Fuck this, dude.
Oh, we got somebody else to the table here. Swindula, 24.
Sick of it. Fucking sick of this.
Oh,
dude.
You're going to grand again? Yeah, yeah. You don't want to let this. You're going to let him beat you?
No.
No. Can't let the terrorists win. Let's see. Oh, a 2. Great start. Great start. Great
start.
There we
go. With the 8. Give me a 3.
Another 12, huh?
19. Ugh. I got 17. I'm sorry. Fucking
I got
it. Sick.
That's no, better than a 12.
It's not, though. I just got to sit here and watch him beat me.
Yeah.
I just got to sit and watch.
13. Jeez, dude. This is literally the same hand as last time.
Nothing I can do. At least you have control of your hand.
16. Come on. Give me a 5.
Feed him.
Yeah! Oh!
What a hand.
Yeah, I'm good, dog. Oh, come on. A push.
It's better than losing.
It is better than losing. It is better
than
losing.
2 grand the last 2 hands.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I'm attacking again. I don't give a fuck.
There's swings here, right?
Yeah.
We just need to call timeout.
Get momentum back.
Get the boys' heads on their fucking shoulders again. Give me a 5. Oh, cool. 13. And then we just got to stay against a 2.
Yeah.
He'll flip a 9 and then a 10.
God damn it.
Or 10-10. Go 10-10, bud.
Yes!
There it is. See?
Boom.
See the fucking timeout? 30 seconds.
Timeout, yeah.
30 second timeout.
Get the crowd quiet. You know what I mean?
Draw up a play. Just draw up a couple plays. Get the boys running around. Put them in motion.
Yeah.
Set some picks.
It's the way to go.
10. Come on. Ace. I haven't had a blackjack all day. Give it to me. Give it to me. We'll take the 20.
Okay.
We'll take the 20.
Now, should I split these 4s against a 5?
It's your funeral, bud.
I'll just hit. Give me a 10. Come on.
Probably could have doubled down, but.
Glad I didn't.
Wouldn't have been good.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not doubling down on 8. There we go. There's the 18.
It's against a 5. Just go flip a 10 and then flip another 10.
Tanny, tanny.
Or an 8-10. Come on.
All right. I'll take it. Got the dub.
Got the win.
Boom.
Keep it going.
Yeah, let's go.
Foot on the gas.
Why do people say this game is hard? You know what I mean?
Dude, it's so easy.
It's so easy.
All I do is click. Click. Click, boom.
Is that P.O.D.?
Click, click, boom.
Or saliva or something. Or Power Man 5000.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. One of those.
I'll be honest with you. On this little winning stretch of it.
Oh, here we go. 2 grand on the table. Let's go. Double down.
Should I stay on the 6 with a 12?
10 against a 6.
12 against 6. What should I do?
Oh, you stay.
Yeah.
Dude, 6 because he's going to get... It's like he's going to flip a 10. He's going to have 16. He can't beat you with a 16.
Yeah.
You stay. And I double down. Give me an ace. Give me an ace. Give me an ace.
Chilling. Oh!
We'll take the 20. Oh. Oh, no. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? Okay?
Yes!
He was worried. He was worried for us.
Yeah.
Boom.
Do I like Kaio? Is Kaio our friend, actually?
We're now back. I'm back to even now. So that's cool.
I'm up like $6,000 right now.
I'm not going to test my luck. Yeah. I got back to even.
I am up a lot of money right now.
So what's the child's name?
TBD.
Just announce it on this
on the
very YouTube
Casino
channel.
Friday. Yeah, tune in to Casino Friday to learn Rob's child's name.
Is it Dan?
It is not.
It's got to be Daniel.
It will not be Daniel. I can tell you his middle name.
Murphy?
His middle name will be Blake.
What?
It's Courtney's middle name.
That's dumb. Why does your wife have a boy name?
That's not a boy's name.
Blake?
A unisex name.
Blake's a boy name.
Blake Lively?
It's a boy name.
Yeah. All right. Pushed. Fine.
It's a good hand to lose. It's a good hand to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
Hunter on the table. I knew it. We called a quick timeout there. We're coming back out.
Yeah. I think he called a quick timeout.
Yeah. He adjusted. We were on a bit of a run there. Went on like a 15-0 run.
Yeah. Now you just got to kind of, you know, trade baskets.
Mm-hmm. Come on, give me a 5.
Oh.
There it is. 11.
Can't do it.
Can't double down, but we can hope for the 10. Feed me a 10, you son of a bitch.
All right, I'll take a 20.
Feed me that 10. Oh, you
What's
bitch.
The opposite of a 10?
The 2. He'll give me the 10 now.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy. He's going to give you a 4 now. It's been a 2, it's been a 3, you got a 5.
Just hit.
Yeah, so he's going to get you straight.
Stay small. All right, we'll have to stay on the 17.
Yeah. You still do have a... No, I'm missing the 4.
All right. Boom.
Let's fucking go.
I took all small cards, too. Suck it, dude.
Let's fucking go. This has turned into quite a day in the first 25 minutes.
What are you at?
I'm up $7,000.
Dude, just coast now.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Respect.
Fucking vibing.
Who cares about your child?
Damn.
14 against an 8.
It really, what's funny though, on my end, it really hasn't been my cards. It's just been his cards.
He's playing himself.
Yeah.
Come on, give me a 7.
Jesus Christ, this guy's got like 3 aces in his
hand. He's got so many cards. He's staying on the 15.
I think he knows. God damn it. All right, finally. Luck runs out.
6. Yeah. Only $500. That's fine.
15, and he busted again.
Dude, homie knew. Is he counting cards?
Yeah.
I'll put a grand on the table. Let's go.
Yeah, I got a grand back on the table. I'm not fucking around here. And I was wrong. I wasn't up 7. I was up 8. Now I'm up 7, minus the 1,000 I'm on the table.
How to lose it all.
Yeah, it's going to go away really fucking fast at the MyBookie.com live casino.
All right, come on,
6
boy.
Isn't what you come love on, to see.
Give me an 10.
Oh, we got Dak Attack at the table, too.
10, 10, 10, 10. Boom, blackjack on $1,000 hand.
Look at you. Oh, and I'm doubling down.
What a day.
Against a 3.
What a day. I'm up $2,000 now.
Double down. Let's fucking go. Give me a 10. Oh, boy. That's the opposite of what I needed.
Oh, no, boy. Oh, no.
Oh, no, no.
He's about to steal $2,000 of your money.
Yeah, probably. Seems right.
Uh-oh. Actually.
Oh!
Don't let him get hot.
Oh, man.
You have like 10 grand right now?
Nine.
I think you just cussed, bro.
No, no, we're fucking attacking. Foot on the gas.
Pay off that mortgage.
Foot on the fucking gas.
Do you guys have enough room for the third kid?
We do. It's a four-bedroom house.
I think you should have all three kids in one room.
So our guest room is humongous. That's honestly accomplishable. But right now, Rory gets the guest room to himself, the humongous guest room.
Three boys, though, they should all have to be in the same room together.
Ugh.
Getting their own room is fucking, that's selfish.
Is it?
That's how you raise just pieces of shit. Just entitled children.
I hated sharing a room as a kid. Shared a room for a long time.
Brothers should have to share a room.
Should they?
And have to come with that awkward, when they get to like their teenage years, have to figure out
the jerk off
schedule. Jerk off.
We just schedule. Do it in the bathroom. Yeah. Just got to go to the bathroom.
Or just time it when they're gone.
Or that.
Put some pressure on them.
But yeah, we're going rocking a three bedroom house. If one of them wants to fucking share a room, if they ever ask, I'm happy to do it for them.
They have bunk beds.
I'd bunk beds as good.
You got the 10. Oh, 12.
14, are you fucking kidding?
12? You monster.
Absolute douchebag.
Give me a 9, you son of a bitch.
All right, Kayo.
This dude has a sloppy body.
Kayo does? Yeah. You think so?
Let me see his man 7? Tits from here.
Come on, man. I'm going to bust.
No 10.
On the other hand.
All right. Small number. Hey.
There you go.
He's still going to flip a 10.
Yeah.
Oh, I won. No. Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. Suck it, Kyle.
Putting $1,000 back on the table. Yes. Can't just sit there and let him do that to me.
I'm a $4,000 right now, brother.
Look at you. What a day for us. What a day.
What a the swings.
Plenty of time.
Yeah. Honestly, every Friday, as long as I don't lose money, it's good.
It's a good day, yeah. What are you slow rolling that 7 to me for, dickhead?
Because he had to give me the 2.
Ah.
With 17, the 9.
All right.
9 against the 6. Fuck it, dude. Let's go.
Double down.
Give it to me. $2,000 on the table.
Do it. Give this man a 10.
Give me a 10. Boom.
Oh, fuck.
And he's got the 16.
Let's go.
Go.
Let's fucking go.
What a day. Have ourselves a fucking... Kyle's the man.
Dude, Kyle, I don't know
why I body shamed him.
Yeah, Kyle's a good-looking guy, actually. He's a fun guy.
We misjudged him.
We did misjudge Kyle. Like, horribly misjudged him.
Dude, he's, like, cracking his neck. He knows he lost his job today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... He's not happy about what's happening at the
table. We just cost him. He's got to go back to a life of crime.
God damn it, Kyle.
We spoke too soon.
We may have spoken far too soon.
Now we're fine. No insurance, dude. You're going to bust me anyway. Anything but a 10.
Let's go. Let's just do that. 15.
Homie loves getting a million cards.
Yeah. Let's see. What you going to do? All right.
Swindoola knows. He's definitely counting, bro.
Swindoola.
He's there in person.
Yeah, damn. All right, he's chilling with 2 17s. Wait, why are you? Oh, he's got a soft 17.
Soft.
I still think that's crazy. Anyway, whatever.
No, because then fuck it, dude.
I'm chilling.
18.
Bang.
But he's going to flip by 20. Dang.
Fuck.
All right.
Fuck.
Take my medicine.
Sometimes you got to.
You know, we're up. We're up big. There's no reason to blow it. Maybe we put it in the backups right now.
No. The walk-ons aren't getting a shot.
Got to give the walk-ons some time. It's senior night. 3.
12, ooh, dude. Come on.
Damn, I probably should have won 1,000 on this because now I can double down.
Dealer's got a 6. Fuck, all right.
200 on the table.
Yeah, but it just you just don't feel the same, do you?
No. Especially because I just got the 20.
But, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
That could have been big for me.
We're back.
I got to go back.
Yeah. You know what you got to do.
I know.
You know what you got to do. You know,
the less you bet, the more you lose when you win.
Yeah. Every win is a loss when you don't bet enough.
Chris Felica says that. The bear on College Game Day.
Does
he? Or I guess he's gone, right? It's Stanford Steve now.
Yeah. 2, good Lord, man. Come on. Give me a 9.
Ace, come on. Food. 18. All
he's
right.
He's got an 8. All right.
Just no ace. Flip a 9. Flip a 9.
Give me a 9.
Give me the loop. Give me the loop.
There we go. I'll take it.
I'll stay.
Let's go.
I pushed, so we're fine.
Boom.
Did you win with a 19?
Yeah, I won with a 19.
Let's go, Bobby. That's a boy, Bobby.
Here we go, dude. What a fucking...
Have yourselves a day.
Kaio, you're my dude. I'm not going to tip you, but you're my dude. And again, I've not really been getting great cards.
I mean, it's, you know, it's unbecoming of a man to tip another man.
Yeah, I agree. It just kind of...
Even at a restaurant, like, I need this money to go to the female right there.
Please give this all to the hostess.
I get a hit on the 14. Give me a 6, bro. Give me a 7. I'll love you forever.
16? Come on, man. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's what I wanted, I guess. I'll chill there. Chill on the 17.
Come on, give me a 6. Oh, we'll take the 5. Flip a 10. Oh, no. Don't do it to us. Just bust. Bust.
Oh! He had to do it one of these days.
Oh, that's brutal.
He had to do it one of these days.
That's fucking brutal. Because
he hasn't really done that to us.
Do you see how he stared in the camera after that?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, that's right, bitch.
Taking it back.
He's like, you thought you had me. We're blowing the 18-point lead that Iowa State lost to Auburn back in fall. Nah, we're still up
13. Good Lord. These fucking cards.
Gets you all pumped with that first card and then hits you with a small number. Feed me a small number, buddy. Give me a 6.
Ugh. This guy's... Oh, all right. Good for him.
6.
Come on. Come on, dude. What are you doing to me?
It's making you work for it,
dude.
It
really is making me work for it. All right. It is what it is.
Small number. Hey, there we go.
There you go.
Flip a 10. Oh, no. Don't do it again.
Now get that 10. Now give me that 10. Yes!
Boom.
Let's go.
Keep it going.
That's 10.
You excited for anything else this weekend besides a third child?
And,
I mean, it's a third kid. It's not a big deal.
Dinner out with the wife. No, not really.
What are you getting? What are you thinking? Seafood, huh? She's not really a big... I thought she's like hates all food anyway. She only eats chicken.
She likes fish.
She likes fish.
But she doesn't like shellfish.
That's right.
So I'll be getting shellfish.
Lobster?
Probably. Been a minute.
Shrimp?
Been a minute since I've had some lobster. Nah, you can eat shrimp anywhere.
Yeah, no, but like as an app, maybe like a little cocktail.
Oysters,
a little cocktail
definitely
shrimp.
Have more. Oh, I'm gonna have some cocktails. Tell you that. I'm really just excited for the drinking, to be honest. God damn it!
Speaking of Bay Hill, we would have our Christmas party at Golf Channel there.
Yeah.
And they had this giant ice sculpture that was just full of shrimp cocktail. Like literally, the shrimp was like this big. It was awesome.
That's fucking sick.
That's probably why they had to lay off like half the company in Orlando and move shop to the Northeast, up in Connecticut.
You know,
I just pushed there, by the way. That sucked.
Grand X used to buy us ACL tickets every year, so.
Dude, they bought us ACL tickets like a week before they let us all off.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
Yeah.
We'll always have that.
Jeez, the amount of 12s I'm getting. I don't know how I'm up when I'm up, because the amount of 12s I'm getting.
You're working for it, dude. You're a grinder.
Out of control. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I want to hit.
Sometimes you don't have your best stuff on the course, but you got to.
Oh, let's fucking go.
Slap it around. Who's that?
Moffitt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Flip it 10. There we go. There we fucking go.
Suck our dicks, you son of a bitch.
Look, there's somebody here watching him. They're like, you've bled $20,000.
Oh, dude, he's out. They're going to kill him.
They got Kyle. Yeah, Kyle's dead.
They might kill Kyle.
Kyle's dead. Who is this
person? What are you up? Because I'm up like 5 G's.
I'm up 10.
Holy shit, dude. We just took him.
Yeah, Kyle's taken out back.
Losing his head.
We killed a guy.
He's losing a couple digits minimum.
Yeah. This guy's name is Light.
Seems full of darkness.
Yeah, I foresee only darkness.
There we go. We got the 10. Oh, dude. Double down, sitch.
Should I split the 4s?
Against the 6, dude, just fucking double down.
Nah, I'm splitting the 4s.
All right, you split the 4s if you want, like a moron.
Why like a moron?
Because then you're just going to have 14s.
It's up against a shit hand.
Yeah, but you're just going to get fucking 14. You can double down now.
Yeah, I forgot to.
You're gonna split.
Damn.
19, you're fine.
Yeah, I know.
Split them.
Oh, if I could, I would.
Keep it going.
Come on, 10. 10, 10, 10.
Double down.
Oh!
Double down, boys. There we go. 21. Suck it, Light. Just don't push us. Don't push us.
Yes!
Woo!
Holy shit! Don't split them 4s, huh, boy?
Whatever, dude.
Let's fucking go.
I mean, typically you would just get 10-10, and then...
It's still against a shit hand.
Yeah, but then you just have 14. It's fine. Yeah, but you would still have the same amount of money, right? If you split or if you just doubled it.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying, dog?
I know what you're saying, dog. This is a fucking day.
Let's go. Come on, 10. Go blackjack.
There we go.
Ah, he didn't do it. He surely didn't do it. Got the soft 3, though. We can build here.
Yeah. Got a nice foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I should just give you an 8, really, I think. Come on.
Suck on my balls, you son of a bitch.
Thank you.
Got the 19. We'll stay there.
Against flip the 8, 10.
Flip a 10, and it's over.
There we go. There
Boom.
We fucking go.
We're hammering this, dude.
This is just a...
We're getting so many dealers killed today. We'll never see these guys again.
The light is about to go out of Light's eyes.
Oh, it's fucking fantastic to just murder a casino and the dealers.
Yeah. At the same time, look, he's got
we have blood on our hands today.
He's got to do the cards again because he's like, this is not optimal.
He can hear Kyle screaming in the background.
Yeah, he's getting Khashoggi'd in the background. And
man, I was unfamiliar the Khashoggi family was so influential in the Middle East.
I didn't know and still don't really care.
Okay. All I'm saying is he doesn't seem super innocent.
I'm sure he was a dick. Like, just without knowing anything, I don't know.
Rich. No one probably deserves to die that way, though.
Yeah, he was a rich Middle Easterner.
A bone saw?
Yeah, a bone saw with while you're awake. And
yeah, it's a tough way to go out. You ever fear that might be your end?
A bone saw?
Just any type of torture?
I don't really think that's how it's going
to
go.
Or do you think your life is just, you're never going to get to the point where you're going to be put in that position? Like, you're never asking enough questions.
What position? Yeah, what would get me there, honestly?
Poking
around.
What do I even do? Yeah, you're going to mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you never get to that point.
Blackjack!
12. All right.
Let's fucking go.
Give me a 9. What are you up now?
15,000.
Dude, you're about to pay for your child's tuition.
Kind of.
I'll pay for your third kid's tuition if I'm the godfather, and he goes to trade school.
Okay. That's no deal.
No deal?
No deal.
Stayed on the 16. Boom! It was the right move.
Let's go.
We're doing nothing but right moves today. What do you mean no deal? I'll send him to become an electrician.
Yeah, pass.
It's an honorable gig.
Yeah, it's not
steady
him.
Pay.
This isn't the path that's been chosen for him.
What do you want him to be?
He'll become a corporate attorney.
I'm not paying for that. Okay. I'm not paying for law school.
Okay.
I got to be the godfather, and he's got to become a welder.
Oh, pass. Have your own kid. Make your own welders.
Ah. World needs ditch diggers, too.
All right. Got to chill on this 12. That's annoying.
Chilling on a dirt road. Oh, no. Don't do it to us.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
Sometimes they're going to do it to you.
I think we're up like 7 or 8K right now.
I'm up 14.
This is insane.
Yeah, this is.
Look, you want to call it after this?
Yeah, we can. After this hand.
Last hand? I think just it's a great day.
Yeah.
Regardless. That's not.
It's no reason to push
blow it.
Give me a chance to double down.
Is light a dude? I can't tell.
Light is a gentleman.
It's not a stud?
Blackjack!
I think it might be a stud.
Well, I don't know. Let's fucking go, dude.
Light might be a stud.
God damn.
Stud in our eyes regardless, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
But he's about to kill me here.
Woo!
Yeah, that's fine. Well, you know what? Great day.
Great day.
Great day.
Great day. We'll see you later. We'll be at the MyBookie Live Casino. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first pop to $1,000.
Check it out.
Check it out.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstars startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.